Blue Star Blades and mow them down.
Friends, no razor blades are sharper than Blue Star Blades. So why pay more? Switch to Blue Star and get the quickest, smoothest shaves you ever had. You'll agree, Blue Star Blades win on face value.
Why pay more for razor blades when your face won't know you did?
And now, transcribed from Hollywood, the American Safety Razor Corporation, makers of Blue Star Razor Blades, presents The Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, we present a story entitled, I Bought a Fighter, and it stars Red Skelton.
Say, Mr. Fred, have you seen the morning paper? I wanted to read you about those 14 camels who are now smoking doctors.
Paper? Yes, sir, here it is.
Get a load of these headlines. I love the guys that write these things. Here's an item about a fellow who was a meat packer, and he divorced his wife because she talked too much. But now look at the headline. It says, Meat Packer Cans Tongue.
Well, here's a silly headline here. Red Skelton buys prize fighter Slugger Bozo.
Yeah. How do you like the fights, anyhow, huh?
Oh, I must admit, I don't care much for prize fighting. I think they should do something to keep people away from such degrading exhibitions.
Yes. I can't stand fights myself. I can't stand the sight of beer. They have a thing now called television. You know, another joke like that will make CBS move to another network.
How much did the fighter cost you?
$175. He weighs 175 pounds, so that's about a dollar a pound. You can't get steak for that, you know.
Tell me, do you think this Slugger Bozo is a good fighter?
I think so. He's been married for 10 years.
You know, I think you've been bamboozled.
What's your language?
Well, if I were you, I'd give this fighter back.
Well, I'm sorry, it's too late. He's already in escrow.
Oh, by the way, Dave Rose is in the living room.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
He is? That's what it says. Look at the audience and be surprised. He is? Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, Mr. Skelton, could I have the day off? I have a date.
Oh, you have a date, huh? Well, go to your room and eat it. Oh, a date. I thought you were a woman hater.
No, I am, but the woman I hate is out of town today.
Okay, you go ahead. I'm going to open the door and see what Dave Rose is playing.
And when you looked in the mirror this morning, did you wonder who cares about your face? Well, here's a man who does.
Yes, men, that's right. And that's why I want you to switch to the razor blades that always win on face value. Blue Star razor blades, and for good reason, too. Because Blue Star blades are made of the finest blue steel. And they're ground and honed in oil, just like blades costing much more. That's why Blue Star razor blades give you such quick, smooth shaves again and again. Yet, a regular package of single or double-edged Blue Star blades costs only 10 cents. The large economy-sized dispensers save you even more money. So why pay more for razor blades when your face won't know you did? Buy some Blue Star razor blades tomorrow. Try them. You'll agree, Blue Star wins on face value, so...
I pay more for razor blades when your face won't know you did.
Say, Fred, has O'Connor called today?
Yes, he left word he was going over to Junior's house and watch the ball game on television.
Well, I won't bother him. But I sure would like to see the expression on his face when he finds out that I bought a prize fighter. You say he's over at Junior's house, huh?
Junior, where are you?
You guessed, Mummy.
Well, now, let me see. In the cookie jar?
Oh, but I had to give you a hint.
Just look at my cookie jar.
I hate to admire my own work, but it sure looked nice, doesn't it?
Now, don't get smarty. Look, I want you to get ready for bed.
I'm not going to bed tonight. I give you Sandman he night off.
You are, too, going to bed. Rod O'Connor called and wants to watch the ball game on television, and I don't want you pestering him.
Oh, boy, is old Lard Boy coming over here? Oh, boy, man the booby traps. I'm going to...
Now, look here, Junior. If you so much as... Oh, that's probably Lard Boy. I mean,
oh, sooner or later, don't I?
Let him in, dear, while I go change my dress.
You do that, boy. Oh, how I love to have Fat Hoodie come over here just to drive him crazy. Of course, with him, it's not a drive, it's a short putt. Well, welcome to Life Can Be Miserable. Come in, sucker.
Well, Junior, what are you doing loose? Your mother promised me you'd be chained up.
I'm supposed to entertain you until Mummy comes down, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to entertain me, or would you like to pay me a little protection money?
Well, I'm not going to pay you any protection, so put that water pistol down.
Oh, hadn't you heard this? He's not a water pistol. I have converted to ink.
Well, now look, don't point that pistol at me. Don't point that pistol at me. I have on a clean white shirt.
But I can make it turn blue, boy. Blue boy. Sounds like a Gainsborough production. Blue boy. Say, would you like to donate a nickel to the Good Humor Man Fund?
Okay, here's your nickel.
Oh, me sweet tooth, thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, I will sit here in the easy chair in front of the television.
No, I will sit in the easy chair in front of the television. Boy, it really feels good, too.
You comfortable?
Yes.
I bet me frog's not.
Why?
You sitting on him.
What?
Yeah! Get off the television set, will you?
Well, hello, Rod. Has Junior been entertaining you?
Yes, yes, he has. Can't you tell by my gray hair? Lorraine, do you know that Junior has his water pistol loaded with ink?
You big fat killjoy. Go draw a picture on the wall. And you stand in back of it, and you say, Killjoy was here.
was only teasing you. He doesn't have ink in his gun. Do you, Junior?
She must be new around here. Well, I won't answer any questions until I see me mouthpiece.
Well, you shouldn't let him scare you, Rod. There's only water in this gun. Now watch. I'll shoot it in my mouth and show you.
We'll give you all the time you want, but it's not going to get you anything, believe me. The academies is over, believe me. You know what? With your red hair and your black tongue, you look just like a chow dog now.
That duck! You come with me, young man. I'm going to give you the whipping of your life.
Let go of me here. You be sorry, Mr. O'Connor. Red Skelton fighter's going to beat you up. I'm going to hire him to do it.
Now, you just go to bed, young man.
Say, what did Junior mean, Skelton's fighter?
Why, haven't you seen the paper? Look.
Oh, no. I'll see you later. I got to go see Skelton. Well, how's everything, Skelton?
In the pink.
Yeah? Well, you're going to be in the red if this newspaper report is true. It's about you buying that fighter.
Well, let's see the paper.
Well, you better sit down before you read it.
Oh, look at that. There's my picture on the front page. That's good of me, isn't it, huh?
That's a picture of General Eisenhower.
Oh, well, maybe I'm on the second page, huh? Yeah, there, look. General Eisenhower again, huh? Maybe I'm on the next page, huh? Boy, that Eisenhower's consistent, ain't he?
It's on the last page, Red.
Oh, here it is. Red Skelton, MGM employee buys contract of washed-up fighter. It's nice to know that he's been cleaned. What is this?
Keep reading.
Washed-up fighter, Slugger Bozo, better known as Califlar McPug. Oh, no, not that bum that hears bells and birds all the time. Oh, no, it can't be. Geez, oh, no. Just get excited. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy, I've been bamboozled. How'd you find out about this McPug?
Well, when I saw this picture, I thought it was him, so I called him on the phone. When he answered, he said it was the 10th time the phone rang, but the first time that anyone answered.
Oh, gosh, I feel like blowing my brains out. No, but I can't do that.
No gun?
No brains. Oh, why, this McPug can't even shadow box without getting knocked out.
Well, come on, maybe we better go see McPug.
Yeah, I don't want him to accept any fights while I own him.
Well, maybe you better read the rest of this article. He's offered to fight Jim Hogan at the policeman's benefit next week.
Oh, no. Come on, let's go talk to that bum. Are you sure this is where McPug lives? Boy, this is a pretty cheap neighborhood. This is Skid Row without skids.
Hey, yeah, look at those two bums slinking along that store window.
Yeah. Such crummy characters I've never seen. Oh. We're looking in a mirror.
Yeah, I guess our suits do need pressing.
Yeah, pressing. Oh, you dreamer, you. Oh, this can't be the place here.
You wait here, I'll go in this flea bag and see if Califlar really lives here.
You want to go with you?
No, I can lift this manhole cover by myself. Hello? Anyone here? Hello, anyone here?
Yep, here I am. Do 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 do
And may I be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, indeed. Clem Cadiddlehopper, well, at least you must like your job, your singing.
No. Is that what it is? I thought I hit a high pressure leak in my Adam's apple. What can I do you for?
Well, do you work here?
Yeah, I'm the janitor of this establishment.
Well, if you're the janitor, why don't you wash the windows?
I wouldn't do that. It would ruin my business. You see, I take pictures through those windows, and I sell them to television as old movies.
Boy, they sure skipped you when they were passing out the brains.
Yeah, I suppose. I guess they were too busy giving you a double helping of stomach.
Now, look, Clem. Would you tell me if Cauliflower McPug lives here?
Oh, you mean that punch-drunk pride fighter?
That's right.
Yeah, he's getting very popular. Everybody wants to see him. See that fella sitting over there in the corner? He wants to see him, too. Mm-hmm. I gotta go up to his room and see if he's sneaked in yet. He owes a lot of rent, so he comes up the back way.
Oh.
Hey, buddy. You got a match?
Yeah, here.
You here to see McPug?
Yes, why?
I'm interested in the boy. I read all the publicity that his manager, Red Skelton, put out on him.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, Skelton's outside. Would you like to meet him?
I most certainly would.
Hey, Skelton, come on in. I got some good news.
Who? McPug dropped dead?
Some guy here is interested in McPug. Who? This is Red Skelton. What's your name?
Trigger Happy McGeehan.
Oh.
I'm a gambler, and I got 50,000 bucks on this fight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's as good as yours, boy. It's good as yours. If they carried the other guy in unconscious, McPug would win.
I don't think you understand, Blabbermouth. You see, I read all the statements you made about this glove eater. And I made the bet before I realized it was this bum McPug. Now, unless you can pay the bet off, your canvas-back fighter had better win or else.
Oh, 50 grand on McPug to win, huh? What odds did you get?
1,000 to 1.
You were robbed.
Don't let him frighten you, Red.
I can't help it. I'm a coward.
No, you're not. You're brave.
Huh?
You're brave.
Yeah, I'm a brave coward.
Now, look, McPug better stay on his feet for 10 rounds, see?
Are you kidding? I could put the guy in the ring in starched drawers and an armored suit, and he still wouldn't do it.
Look, don't kid around with him, Red. This guy's plenty tough. That's artillery there in his hip pocket.
I know. Look at the artillery. How did you get the wheels off of it?
What are you so nervous about, Big Mouth?
Well, I get... I'm not nervous.
And what you biting your nails for?
I'm not biting my nails. I'm scratching my teeth.
Well, let me tell you something. You better start thinking of something, funny boy. Or you'll be wearing a pair of cement shoes and saying hello to tiny little fish.
Yeah, I got news for you. We better think of something funny or we're all going to say hello to Tiny Tim next Christmas.
Well, I'll see you at the fights. You better remember what I told you.
Yeah. Gee, that's nice. He says I'm going to say hello to little fish. That's a break, you know. Yeah. I hope they throw me in the Los Angeles River. I don't mind getting dusty, but I hate getting wet. If that guy means what he says, I'm going to have a summer replacement early this year. You know that, don't you? I don't think that guy really bumped me off to you.
Nah, I don't think so.
You don't?
No.
You mean that?
Sure. I don't think he'd bump you off.
Oh, you big fat liar.
Look, I'll drive you home, and stop worrying about McPug. I'll find him and tell him to get out of town. If he doesn't show up for the fight, all bets will be off. In the meantime, let's relax and listen to the Smith twins sing Goody Goody.
You told me you could keep a layin' with fire without getting burned. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And he stuck it in his collection, section 92. So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. So you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to ya. Goody, goody for him. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
Why pay more for razor blades when your face won't know you did?
That's what I always say. Why pay more? You want to get shaved, not clipped.
So true, Red. And men, if you use double-edged razor blades, here's something that will interest you. You can't buy a sharper razor blade than Blue Star double-edged blades. And that's true regardless of price. No razor blades anywhere at any price give you quicker, smoother shaves than Blue Star double-edged blades. That's because Blue Star double-edged blades are made of the finest blue steel, and just like the highest-priced blades, they're ground and honed in oil. But you pay only 10 cents for a regular package of Blue Star double-edged blades, and you save more money in the large economy-sized dispensers. So get Blue Star double-edged razor blades tomorrow. Blue Star blades win on face value.
Speak up, faces. Tell your bodies to get Blue Star blades.
Gee, I hope McPug's here at the gym. Oh, there he is, sitting over there with that tough-looking blonde.
Well, Cauliflower, what are you going to do when you win the title?
Faint.
I'm sorry to bother you, Cauliflower, but I've got to talk to you.
Who is it? I can't see very well.
Look, you're always complaining about your eyes. Have they ever been checked?
What, Dad?
I said, have your eyes ever been checked?
No, they've always been brown. Wide O'Connor, boy. Hey, I want you to meet my girlfriend, Irene. Irene, meet Wide O'Connor. Wide O'Connor, shake hands and come out fighting.
Hello, Irene.
Hi, Tubby.
I'm sorry, Mr. O'Connor. Here, sit down, will you? I'll tell you a couple of tickets to my next fight.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. You can't fight next week. You aren't in shape.
Oh, yes, he is. He's got to earn some money.
Now, look, Cauliflower, you're in no condition to fight, and if you fight next week and lose, it means the end for you and Skelton.
Skelton? Skelton?
Don't you know who Red Skelton is?
Oh, yeah. That phone's ringing so loud I could hardly hear you. Hey, what had that? I wish somebody answer the phone. It's getting awful noisy. I got news for you. Now, in that night, that's cute. Nobody would answer the phone, so what happens? It wakes up the canary. Now they're both making noise. that's cute.
What?
The canary just answered the phone.
Pug, look, you shouldn't fight. You're gone, as I said before. You're gone.
I'm gone?
Yes.
Look, you should see some of them wrestlers down at the gym.
The what?
At the gym. They're always having boat races down at the lake. You ought to see them poor duckers. They run down to the lake in their little shorts, you know. They jump in their little boat, Dean.
Yeah.
And they start rowing to see who can win to row across the lake the fastest. You ought to see them poor guys. I tell you, it's a sad sight. Them guys rowing across that lake where them boat right there.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's no water in that lake. They ain't got no boat. I know, I rent them to them.
Look, Cauliflower, I'm telling you, Skelton wants you to get out of town and pass up that fight next week. If you lose, Trigger Finger McGeehan is going to kill you.
Oh, yeah? Well, yes. I got news for you.
Yeah?
You got nothing to worry about. If I get in the ring next week
with
that fighter, regardless of who he is, and it's any kind of a fight at all, no gangs are going to kill me.
No?
I got news for you. The fighter's going to beat him to it.
You've been listening to the Red Skelton Show, presented by the makers of Blue Star Razor Blades. No razor blades are sharper. No razor blades give you quicker, smoother shaves than Blue Star blades. So next time, ask for Blue Star, a precision product by ASR. And you'll agree.
I've tried them all for shaving ease, and Blue Star gets my bid. So why pay more for razor blades when your face won't know you did?
Thanks for letting us come into your homes. And we'll be with you again next week. And this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. And thanks for listening. And don't forget, Blue Star Blades.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood.
This is the CBS Radio Network.